Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of renewing the mind. A renewed mind is a mind that sees reality as it truly is. Renewing your mind is part of your eternal destiny. Your destiny is to become a son or daughter of God, and then be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Renewing the mind is part of that process. To be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ means to be made like Him in character and power, in holiness and love, to be made like Him in thought, word, and deed, a perfect son. You're still you, but you're the you were always meant to be, a son or a daughter of God who is free from every effect of, who's free from all the effects of sin in every part of your being and fully able to glorify God. Now, full conformity to the image of Jesus Christ in every part of our being is a process. We'll discuss it more fully in later lessons, but I want to briefly state some facts about the process. The process begins at the new birth. At the new birth, our spirit is united to the uncreated eternal life in Jesus as truly as a branch is joined to a vine, and we are conformed to His image in our spirit. The process of conformity to the image of Jesus Christ in your spirit is immediate and complete. In your spirit, on the inside of you, wall-to-wall Jesus, wall-to-wall Jesus. You've been conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Your body will not be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ until the second coming of Jesus in connection with the resurrection of the dead. At the resurrection of the dead, our physical bodies will be raised from the ground, or if we're still on this earth when He comes, changed in a moment in a twinkling of an eye, and they'll be made like His resurrection body. They'll be glorified. Corruption will put on incorruption. Mortality will put on immortality. These death-doomed bodies that are subject to old age, sickness, and death will be transformed. It'll be your body, but it'll be made new. Just like at the new birth, it's your spirit, it's you that was born again, but you've been made new. There is a present tense, ongoing aspect to being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. As we cooperate with God's Word and His Spirit, our soul, which is our mental and emotional faculties, can become increasingly Christ-like or conformed to His image. It's important to understand that God deals with us on the basis of the part that is finished. If you're born again today, you are fully God's holy, righteous son or daughter through that new birth, but you are not yet fully conformed to the image of Jesus Christ in every part of your being. But God deals with you as a son or daughter who will one day be fully like His perfect Son. Philippians 1:6 says, He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we see Him, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. I love that verse. It makes it clear we're finished works in progress. We're fully God's sons, fully God's daughters. That's finished. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. You will never be more or less a son or daughter of God than you are right now. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. But we're not yet fully conformed to the image of Jesus Christ or like Jesus in every part of our being. There's a work in progress. conformity to the image of Jesus Christ in every part of our being is a process. We're finished works in progress, but God deals with you on the basis of the part that's finished. He deals with you as a son or a daughter, because he who has begun a good work in us will complete it. A renewed mind is key to the present part of the process of being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. This ongoing change in the way we think, in the way we feel, and then the way we act. If you don't renew your mind, Christ-likeness or the image of Christ will not automatically be displayed in and through you. Renewing the mind is not simply a natural process of learning some new facts. It is a supernatural transformation that is accomplished through the Word of God and the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God and the Word of God actually work together to supernaturally transform our mind. Christ-likeness is built into our soul or our mind and emotions through the Word of God as we cooperate. You might say, how do we cooperate? Well, we'll get to that. But number one, you have to read the Bible. You have to read the Bible. I know I sound like a broken record, but you have to read the Bible because the Word of God works in us. Now, let me get back. Let me not get ahead of myself here. Christ-likeness is built into our soul or our mind and emotions through the Word of God and the Spirit of God. 2 Corinthians 3:18, let me read this. It says, "And all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another." This verse tells us that as we behold his image in the mirror of the Word of God, we are transfigured or transformed, same word, and it's the same word we've been focusing on this week, be transformed by the renewing of the mind. As we behold his glory in the Word of God, we are changed into that same image. We are transformed into that same image. The Greek word there, we actually get the word metamorphosis from it. You know what a metamorphosis is. That's what caterpillars do. They spin a little chrysalis around themselves, and they stay in there for a while and undergo a transformation, and when they come out, they're a butterfly. It's the same caterpillar that went into the chrysalis, but he comes out transformed. That's the idea here. As we behold the glory of the Lord in the mirror of the Word of God, we are changed into that image from one degree of glory to another, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. See, the Word of God and the Spirit of God work together. As you look at God in his written word, the Spirit of God and the Word of God together make changes in you. They transform you into Christ-likeness. Phillips' translation says, "We are transfigured in ever-increasing splendor into his own image, and the transformation comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." See, that word changed here is metamorpho. There's our root word again, morpho. It's the same word used for transformed in Romans 12:2. It's also the same word used of Jesus when he was transfigured before his disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration. You remember that. Jesus took Peter, James, and John up onto a mountainside and was changed before them, or transfigured is what the King James says. Well, it's exactly the same word we find here in 2 Corinthians 3:18. We are changed into that same image. We're transfigured. We are transformed. We metamorphosis into that same image. Now, notice what happened to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. What was on the inside of him showed up on the outside. Inside of Jesus, in his spirit, was the very life and the nature of God. Well, that life, that glory showed up on the outside, and he was transfigured before them. See, the Word of God, which is the Bible, and the Holy Spirit are both needful in the process of renewing our mind. The Word of God shows us reality as it truly is, or the way things really are, as God sees them. And the Spirit of God helps us understand the Scriptures because He wrote them. See, like I say, renewing the mind is not just memorizing some Bible verses. It's a supernatural transformation of your view of reality accomplished by the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And the result of it is that you become Christ-like in your mind and your emotions and your actions. The Word of God shows us reality as it truly is, the way things really are, as God sees them, and the Holy Spirit helps us to understand the Scripture. See, the Holy Spirit inspired the words of Scripture. You know that. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That word inspiration there is God-breathed. Every word in Scripture comes from the Spirit of God, and He is here to guide us into all truth. Jesus said in John 16:13, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He shall guide you into all truth. Well, Jesus also said in John 17:17, thy word, O God, is truth. The Holy Spirit is here to give us understanding of the Word of God. He's here to show us, reveal to us through the Word of God what God has done for us. Let me read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. See, the Word of God is the blueprint by which the Spirit of God works in us. It is the instrument by which He works to build Christ-likeness into us. I'm over in Ephesians chapter 6 right now, at the end of the description of the armor of God that we're supposed to put on. That's a whole can of worms for another day. But notice that the very last statement, it's for Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God is described as the Holy Spirit's particular instrument. Through the Word of God, the Spirit of God works in us to build Christ-likeness into our thinking, into our emotions, and ultimately through our mind and emotions into our actions. Being conformed to the image of Christ through the renewing of your mind is a supernatural transformation accomplished by the Word of God and the Spirit of God. More tomorrow. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.